Whenever the masters come, they bring the message of love. For God is love, and our soul has the same sense of love in it. And the way back to God is also love. If you read scriptures, you find all masters gave very much importance to love. The Bible says so. Love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And as God desires in every heart, love thy neighbor as thyself. We cannot love anybody more than our soul, mind that. Do people say, now that I love you very much, even more than myself? Scriptures you are going to quote, to give quotation, that means a long time. St. Paul also says, well, serve one another with love. 10th rule of the six, referring to all sects as exist now, he says, your maker is one, maybe called by different names, and he also resides in every heart. He says, I tell you the truth, lend me your ear. Whosoever loves the only can God, he can God only. In all scriptures also, those who do not know love cannot know God. So love is innate in our soul. Kabir says, O man, love thy God. If go to plus further, twice. Love God, he says, again love God, and then love is God. So he says, it is the man body we have got, fortunately. It is the highest in all creation. Such a golden opportunity we have got. Don't let the time, golden opportunity, pass away. If once the man body is passed away, then you cannot know God, because the man body only you can know God. So love is the way back to God. Love means straight words. We don't harm anybody. So do not know love, cannot know God. And it is as though you say you love God and do not love those whom you see, then you are a liar. You see, you do not love, how can you love whom you have not seen? So this is the first and the last message given by Almighty. He put an ounce of love in your homes, your homes become happy. When you put an ounce in your society, society will become happy. So man body is a golden opportunity in which we can know God. But our question arises, as we do not know, see God, how can we love Him? The world we see, we enjoy their company. God we have not seen what to do. First they ask, so why can't we see? So Master tell them, look here, love is innate in your soul, but you are controlled by mind. Mind drives you to the outgoing faculty, and outgoing faculty drives to the outward enjoyment. You enjoy that you love the world. So first thing is, it's you who have to love. Unless you know yourself, God, it is you who have to love, not the mind. Mind and outgoing faculties have driven us away to retire to the outside world. And naturally, because love is innate in our soul, we attach, we find love there. So first thing they tell us, please know thyself. Because it is soul that can love God. By intellect, you can infer it is a better thing to know God, to love God. But unless you see, how can you love God? First thing comes up, you know thyself. Knowing done mostly at the level of feelings or drawing influences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. So seeing will arise when you are divested of a mind and outgoing faculty by self-analysis or by rising above body consciousness. Now the first thing is, we should come out of this delusion where we are. We are conscious entities, the drop of the ocean of all consciousness. We are in soul bodies. Bodies are made of matter, the thing. God is not thing. Our soul is also not changing, being a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. But we are identified with the body, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. The matter of our body is also changing at the same rate at which the world outside, which is made of matter, is changing. Because we are identified with it, when two things are changing at the same rate, then feel justice, then delusion. So first thing is to discriminate. Are you body? This is changing. This is not lasting. Of course, golden opportunity afforded to us in which we can know ourselves and know God. Are we the mind? We have got the mind. We got the outgoing faculties. We have got intellect. But we are conscious entities. These things take power from us to work. Until our attention, which is the outward expression of the soul, is with them, they can follow. So all masters in the East or West prescribe first thing that we have known so much of the worldly things. In all such different. But the ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know God. So we have known so much all about other things, but how much we know about our own self? We have simply read in scriptures that we are a drop of the ocean of our consciousness, but not realize our own self. He says, who knows all these subjects at his beck and call and command, and he has not known himself, then he may quote his own words, Balaram, then he is a fool. He is ignorant. So to know oneself is first thing, then you can know God. When you know God, see Him, then actually you are already love in your soul that will overflow when you come in contact with the Oversoul. So, who can take us out of this delusion? All methods that we are following to know God are related to the outgoing faculties, our body, our intellect. As we are identified with these things, how can, by following those methods relating to them, we can rise above these? So this is something, the demonstration of which can be given by some competent one, adept. So this thing is a practical question, how to rise above body consciousness. He says, love God every day, every hour, every minute is passing away. This golden opportunity afforded to you is lessened from day to day. If it passes away and you do not know yourself and come in contact with God, then your man body, which is a golden opportunity, you have not derived the full benefit of. So this is it. I tell you, how to rise above body consciousness, separate us from the body, outgoing faculties and intellect, the demonstration is given by masters. He says, love thy God, all should know, whether you have labels of one sector or the other, or you belong to one country or other, that makes no difference. So this is the remedy that he has. You can see God. Guru Nanak was asked, you say you see God. Christ said, behold the Lord. He said, with what eyes? He said, those eyes are different from the eyes of flesh and bones with which he sees. That is, the third eye or single eye, a shivnesha, which is within each one of us. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. God, into expression power, has two faces. One of light, the other of come. Many spiritualist men used to be manager of light, and from light she did sound ritual. So he said, how to open that eye? Can go to the feet of Master. What will you do? He will give you a demonstration of rising above body consciousness. He will withdraw your attention from outside for a while and from the body below. He will rise up the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body. This is the tenth door in the body where man, when man dies, soul is withdrawn from outside, enters the tenth door, come to the tenth door, which is at the back of the eye, and from there, transcendent vision. This is the portal of death. He gives you a demonstration of that. When you come up, you see light. So light and sound are the two forms of the astral body of the core. That God into expression power, which is reverberated in all creation, you come up to that. So he will give you a demonstration of that. That light is manifested through the grace of the Master, which is given at the time of initiation, some more, others less, according to each man's background, and that has to dwell from day to day. So Socrates said, I heard a voice which will drag me into the new world. In the repertoire, Pythagoras, he also said, hear the voice of all harmonies. He sees truth clothed in light. Zoroaster, I'm quoting you these things, so all men had experience of that, which is referred to in their books. In the scripture, he says, unstruck fire, that fire which is produced without striking the lightning, and sarosha means sound. All Hindu scriptures, all scriptures of the saints, all repertoire. Even Buddha, as it towards the end of his life, he called for all his disciples and asked them, how did you get to diamond samadhi? Ananda and so many others, they came up, they see light, this and that thing. After that he says, hey, y'all, men of the coming generations, intrinsic hearing is the way to golden samadhi. So when you see that light and hear that sound principle, music of the sphere, Kalam-e-Kareem, nectar of life, is actually your love which is already innate in yourself, that will also. So this is how can we love God. Some people ask me, how love can God can overflow? I told you, the more you come and remain in contact with the light and sound principle, which are the two aspects of the God into expression power, your love will also. So some capital is given by the Master to start with. They are world made flesh. As it were, you might say, they give you their own very life. just as mother gives milk to the child of his own life, part of his life, similar master give share of the world they have got. From a lit candle you can light another candle. This candle is not lit, how can light the other candle? So he said, this is a very golden opportunity you have got in the man body. If this passes away, then once you lose it, God knows when you again have the man body and this privilege. Don't be led away by your outer possessions, outer glory possessions, your beauty of your own body. I'm a strong man, I'm a young man, I'm very beautiful, I'm active, I'm a learner, this and that thing. He says it is just like what it is. It passes away. This is just you're sitting in a house which is raised on the wall made of sand. How long they will continue? The picture which is not eaten in an oven or anything, that made of ordinary clay, when you put in water, that will finish. So this body is made of matter, it is being changed. This, don't be tethered to your own self, outer possession, outer attachments, outer possession. But this is just like you see in dreams something passing. What you see in dreams, they are not real. And they won't last as you see the dew on the grass in the morning. How long will it last? So, try the time by the forelock. Time and tide waits no man. And do that work. They're just as the friends, oh my friend. Do that work which will help you to go back to your father. Not such companies which will stand in your way. The other day I was telling you, we run away from man who is not contented with God. You will have infection like a scorpion sting. All must avoid the issue. When you are put on the way, avoid all such companies which can lead you away from your goal. Now, we want to love God, you see, we just surrender ourselves to God. You can surrender to God only when you see Him. So for that, we can say, there's such company which is helping you in the way. Now you see this love, is innate in our souls, and God is our love. Though you are mouthpiece of God, we are overflowing with love. He says you have got the man body. If man body, you have not got love for God, your woe to your having man body. Because man body only you can have that love. He says, leave off all work which takes you away from the sweet memories of God. Have such company in which your love can dwell. One man is known by the society he keeps. in God is love, society or company or such people who are lovers of God, naturally you will have boost in their company. So what can you do? Love cannot be what you see. Shown in fields and have it. Is not shown at the shops. In books, very sweet stories of love are given. But where can you have love? Only who is world made flesh. Or the master, or the man in which God is manifested by radiation. Result will be by radiation you will have now. So a man is known by the society he keeps, you see. You have society of those who are on the way, advancing on the way, who are made flesh. So company of such persons is called second class satsang. First class is everything last night to you. Know yourself, liberate yourself from mind and outgoing faculty, know yourself and come in contact with God into expression power. This is the first rate satsang. Until you have that, what to say, experience of that, the company of those who have that contact with them, their company will give you love, that will give you boost. So if after you are being put on the way, in your society with those who are not, no liking for God, are in that person. Although they are initiated and not living up to higher contact within them, then you led away. So better to have no company. Stay with the scriptures you have got. Rather than having a company which you take away from your goal. That is why Kabir Jain last night he referred to you. When you see someone who is no liking for God, no inclination for God, he is imbued with the world, he says, run away from him. You might have some infection. I am referring distinctly to you why those who are put on the way, they don't remain in contact with the master by sending their regular diary, introspecting themselves, weed out all those imperfections, and regularly putting time to be in contact with light and sound principle. If they have got company of somebody, of other taste, naturally, you slowly be away. That is why I enjoin, send your diaries. You may send blank. How long will you send blank? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? You'll morally feel what you're doing. So, remain in contact with your master. Never mind your faithless, still you be with him. And that faith will return. If you leave away once you are cut off from your master, then other things will take possession of you. Even that one thing is God's law. Whom he takes under his care, he never leaves him. Christ did say, I shall never leave you nor forsake you till the end of the world. In We not all who are world made flesh, they say so? They come round and round and round. What for? When somebody asks Christ, you are going round, what for? He says, yet many sheep are missing, I am going to find them out. Some are here, some are there, some are in Africa, some are there. So he is asking about to find out his missing sheep. What do they gain? Tell me. Hardships. Some say, there is a good message, they say, is there. What do you say? Ravening wolf? Why I am insisting? When you have been put on the way, remain in contact. Sunny, your diary is full of mistakes, or blank, I will say. Then you will progress, it's your turn. You won't leave, you may leave it. On my last tour, or first tour, in 1955, people asked me, when is Christ returning? I told them, has he ever left you? Because his own words still in Bible stand, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. And the talk was given on the 21st December, that is, I think you got printed, that Jesus, Christ lived before Jesus. So that is Christ's power. He dwelt at the soul of Jesus. That never dies. So my point, why I am pressing this point, remain in contact those who have been put on the way. Avoid companies of those who are not on the way. Love them, don't mix with them. Mixing is something else. Love them, help them, that's something else. Otherwise you have the infection of those people, you will be led away. The result will be when you come with the overflowing fountain of love and I, expressing that way. God in man is the overflowing fountain of love. It is the radiation. Your love is small love that will overflow. And in that love, for the moment you sit by him, all the world over is forgotten. That is the criteria of his saying. When you sit by him, heart to heart, all the world over is forgotten, is it not? So he got such sweeping radiation, we simply sit in tune, receptivity, in receptive mood. All past and future will be forgotten, for the while. And you have him, constantly with him, if he manifests in you, as you have sweet memories of him at heart, how can the world affect you? Guru Amar Das, O Master, if I forget you, forget. How much he says? One. The movement of the eye, I consider as 50 years long period. So as you think, so you become mindless. These things are giving you heart to heart, so it will be of use to you. The more you remember what in Quran God says, those who remember me, I remember them. And you develop receptivity, you can have that benefit even by staying 1,000-some miles away. Kabir says, if Master is living on the other side of the seven oceans, and the initiated link this side, direct your attention to him. Let nothing stand between you and him. And you will have the full benefit of you. His presence. And radio, through radio, you hear a voice from thousands of miles apart. Through television, you even see the face of the man who is talking. So he said, this is the best way out, to have the company of someone who is overflowing with the love of God. This cannot be purchased from Bala, from the street or the shops, otherwise the wealthy man would have taken all of them. If it were not given free to all, like other gifts of God, then all rich men would have been benefited. Poor fellows, though they have no fault, they won't have been benefited. This is the gift of God, and that is why it is being all free, like other gifts of nature. If your heart, in the heart of hearts, you have got the sweet memories of your Master, then you will always be young. Even the old bodies, you will be young, because you get the bread of life, water of life from within. Man is a perverted tree whose roots are in the heavens and branches are below. He gets nectar from above. When you reach there, you get that nectar of life. You remain young. And from day to day, your love will overflow. Not to your own self, but anybody who comes within the field of radiation, all are benefiting, whether you wish them or not. You direct your attention to what? To speak of it. Anybody who would come across you feel that. So in that case, when you are in love, everything forgotten. What is mass? One saint said, words are very, I think, drastic. He said, burn away all books, tear off all leaves of the books, and just have the sweet memories of God, what is written there, that overflow within you. By reading Sujit, what you try to have love for God, but love is only referred there. Books cannot give you love. It is overflowing, one who is overflowing with love, by coming in contact with him, he will give you by radiation also. And if he directs his attention to you, he withdraws you from all outside, takes up to the feet of the soul, and in her eyes open, you have direct contact with God. So this is what is most important, to safeguard your... What will happen then? When you get that bliss, then your mind won't hanker after outward enjoyments. When you're in love with somebody, you may be sitting in thousands of people, your attention is that man. You are all alone even in sitting in thousands. Emerson said once, when he wanted solitude, I went and sat in an inn. Everybody passed, nobody cared for me, nobody, he didn't care for me. So what is solitude? When you are absorbed with something, your solitude and renunciation you have got from all others. You follow what is renunciation? It is not leaving the world and go to the jungles. It is simply to be within you and absorbed with it, endured with it. Be overflowing with the intoxication of God. Outer things won't affect you. Guru Nanak once went to Babur. He was a king. Babur offered him one drink. He was intoxicating him. Offered him. He said, "Well, look here, Babur. This intoxication you take in the evening, by morning, that intoxication is gone. Again you take in the morning, by evening it is gone. I have got that intoxication which never fails, day and night. And that you have been given free. Have you paid anything for that? That is all free. Gifts of nature are all free. And this is that. What does it cost? Only sometimes, regularly. The more sugar you will put in, more time you will snatch away from your busy hours and remain in contact with that. Or remain in sweet remembrance of the Master, the overflowing with God. Your mind won't run away. So this will be a helping factor, you see. So Guru Amar Das, who spent 70 long years in search of truth, he was observing all methods of aparidya, I would just say, outward observances. When he came to the feet of Guru Angad, he had that bliss contact within him. He says, such a guru cannot be had unless man is great fortune. Who gives you a boost, they give you something to start with, induces you, prevails on you, persuades you. When do you do it? Where else do it? They request you. What do they get? Only that they have been sent for that. They do the will of their father. Result will be this body, outer world, which is changing. You rise from this changing panorama of life. You will see the right things in its right perspective. All this is changing, you know? But you cannot see in its right perspective until you rise above this physical body. Because Guru Amar Das had that boon, you might say, from a second guru, he said, "What should I give him? What should I offer him?" So he says, "He should simply, holocaust is that." His own life, as well as he should surrender completely to him. That's all you can do. What can you do? Kabir says, feel very much wanted, he says. My guru gave me something. What should I give him? The world is also his. All things are made by him. This gift of nature is also given free. I'm at a loss what to give him in return. But this I feel very much. So first thing is, what you have been given, just try to remain in contact as long as you can. You don't get that thing all through 24 hours. The other thing will be helping the sweet memories of the Master. Go on working like a slave. It is his work. What you are doing, I think your livelihood, when you surrender your whole self, then what you earn, just bring up your children, that is also his work. So that's all we can do. offerings are made by him, this gift of nature is also given free. I am at a loss what to give him in return. So this I feel very much. So first thing is, what you have been given, just try to remain in contact as long as you can. You don't get that thing all through 24 hours. The other thing will be helping the sweet memories of the master. Go on working like a slave. This is his work. What you are doing, I think your livelihood, when you surrender your whole self, then what you earn is just bring up your children, that is also his work. So that's everything here. So for that, this is a gift of God only. You bring them in contact with somewhere which where you can, they can put on the way. Yes, to have company of saints is also great fortune. To have the man body is the highest rung in creation, and as a highest, I think, is that can be due to someone on earth. And further, if great fortune arises, we have a contact with somewhere who is overflowing, whose word made flies. So love is God, and God is love, and the way back to God is also love. Have a society, have a company where that love can be dwelt. Those who have no inclination, those are what you say, immune in the worldly things, love them, but don't love their sins. Love the sinner, but not the saints. Persuade them, bring them round sweetly, but don't mix with them. It doesn't mean that he's dying, you don't attend him. Attend him, you see. But mixing shouldn't. You should, if you are strong in your, what you say, living, your gut overflowing love, that he doesn't matter with anything. With his stronger, he will. I think, what you say, affect others or not? The weaker. So today I would simply impress you yesterday something, today love question. Love such means which go to help your love overflow. That is the contact you are given by Master. And sweet members of the Master. When that is what you see, you hear the sound principle without closing your ears. That power extends all feasible help and protection, which I have with you. It won't let you be affected by the outer environment. So this is, can be dwelt in a few days. Simply you be regular. So, God willing, we may meet again for Vajra, but remain in contact, one thing. And go on as accurate with your practices, keeping your diary, remaining in contact with me. I don't say don't work. Work is worship. Put on whole attention, do one thing at a time fully, honest way. When the mind is vacant, let it not remain vacant. Vacant mind is the home of devil. So love, you know, love beautifies everything. You love the people for the God in him. Because they are also the sons of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God for that reason. But if they are filthy, don't mix with them, just try to wash them. And then somebody said, so I enjoin on you today with fervent request or hope you remain in contact. Two ways. By regular submitting your regular diary. Don't miss any day without devoting time in contact with God into His special power. The longer you can, the better. And let not your mind remain vacant. Your work will require your brain. Do that only for me. The work which does not require your brain, you see. But then you go on, have the future once more, sing the praises of you, God. Your own sweet words, He will just infinitely give me. And the vacant mind should not be allowed to remain. That will make a trouble, you see. So this will help you, Arjuna. As you think, so you become, is it? If you think of God, you become God someday. You are already sons of God. Only be smeared with the filth of human. God plus desires is man. What is man? God plus desires is man. And man minus desires is God. These desires rake up when you follow the dictates of mind. Very clear. If you understood it, then at the right way. Discipline is required, you see. Not discussion, not argument. Leave all ifs and buts. You want to be sure that you are on the right way, first you know by experience you have got something. And you want to just study the parable. Experience is given by all other masters, read the word book, word or now. Then the quotations have been given from all books. Lines and pages are given. I think you got a good feast. You're not to labor to find out these things from books. So what I have come across, I put it in writing. For whom? For you people, so that you may not have to labor and with no right result. So make the best use of the remaining contact, you say. That's all I said. Remain in contact with God. Have such company which is of the same pursuit as you have got, as the sweet remembrance of God in man. And dwell from day to day regularly, if you devote time like that, you will progress wonderfully in days, in months. And if you don't live that way, then you delay your progress. That seed that has been sown in you that will remain cannot be destroyed. You come around. But why to delay? Man body is a golden opportunity in which we can develop this way. That is passing. So many years have already passed. Whatever remaining, then put in more time to make it up all areas. If work falls in areas, what do you do? You put in more time for life, you know. So it is better, you see, to finish something there is. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And this is our become habit. Procrastination is the thief of time. Why not finish today and go to sleep? Quiet place. And this work, nobody else will do for you. Master will give you a boost, he will give you some capital to start with. If you think of him by radiation, he will help you. But nobody can help you in this way as you can get things done by priests and others, by payment. If it all you have to do, then why not do it now? After all, we have to leave you all right. Then why not slowly leave it so that you will be ready when the call comes? Yes, sir, I'm present. Yes, sir. Then go smashing. At the time of birth, you cry. We cry, generally man. Another thing, jaya. But you live such a life that you go smiling, let others cry. Master never said that you cry. But he says, I'm going to my father. Don't cry. So make it a point, as I told you yesterday, leave out the word try. Yesterday, impressed on you. Ifs and buts. Go and do it, because it is you who have to do it. Help will come up, unasked for. You must decide some aim in life. We are adrift. That is why sometimes we become godman-like, somebody worldly man. You just dig pits, some 4 feet deep, some 5 feet deep, 7 feet deep, water nowhere. Why not go digging the same pit? You'll get water underneath. Water, water everywhere. But water nowhere. I think these things appeal to you. I'm talking from a common sense point of view. No Greek. When you have to do yourself, then do it sooner. The sooner you do, the better. Then lie out. The man who has to reach some destination, let him reach the destination and sleep there at the door. Rather than sleep at home, never go out of the house. How will the journey be finished?